Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, written by Marion Hartley and produced by David Hartley.
Hi, Matthew. Are you okay?
Yes, I'm fine. Sorry to bother you now.
Oh, it's all right. I'm still on lunch. So, is anything wrong?
Yes, it's this place.
Oh, don't tell me. What's Tina done this time?
No, it's got nothing to do with her.
So, what is it then?
It's the builders that Henry got in. They're awful.
Oh, dear.
Yes, they've hardly done anything, and what they have done is dreadful.
Oh, I see. Well, can't you just tell them that you're not pleased with their work so far?
Well, that's just it. I want to, but I don't want to undermine Henry. Remember, he hasn't been with us that long, but he's the one that employed them. And to be honest, I wish he would come and speak to me about it, because if it was me, I'd get rid of them.
Well, you can't do that. You cannot just tell them to go. That's not right.
Well, I mean, the company are paying them good money to do nothing at the moment, and let's just say they're not the sort of people that I would normally employ.
Oh, well, you could always...
And sorry to interrupt, that's why I want them out, but I don't want to upset them either.
Oh, Matthew, you never want to upset anyone, do you?
Well, no, not if I can help it, but... This is ridiculous. And what makes it worse is that I spoke to a chap the other day who's actually used them in the past, and he was delighted with their work. So I don't understand why they're so awful now.
Well, the only thing you can do is to speak to them. Actually talk to them and tell them your concerns. What you want to happen, and give them a time scale for the job to be finished. But it must be a reasonable time for all of the work to be done. Does that make sense?
Yes, but I don't want to take over. It's down to Henry to talk to them, really. Do you think I should tell him what to say?
Yes, you could do. And that way you could say to him, in a nice and friendly way, that if it was me, I'd have a chat with them to sort things out.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
But I would tell him exactly what to say. Because, as you say, he can be a bit... Tatty?
Oh, no, he's definitely not tatty. He's quite the reverse. Oh, you mean scatty, yeah.
Oh, yes, scatty. Sorry. Like he often forgets things.
Yep, that's him.
Well, if he says what I've just said nicely to them, I'm sure everything will work out okay.
Oh, yes, you're wonderful. I wish you worked for Patterson's.
No, you don't. And anyways, I like working at the cafe. It's fun. Most of the time.
Good morning, Penny.
Oh, hello. Am I with you again?
Oh, charming.
Oh, I'm only joking. I've brought us both a donut in for later if you want one.
I thought you were being good.
I am.
I don't call that being good.
Well, it's the only treat I've had all week, so I think I deserve it.
Well... I don't think you need to lose weight anyway.
Well, I only want to lose a few pounds, to be honest.
That should be easy enough.
Well, I can tell you now it's not.
Well then, I might be able to help you. I've got a book on diets, and it's really good.
Oh, have you? Oh, there's Mike. Sorry, I won't be a minute.
Okay then. I'll tell you what they say when you get back.
So, Helen, how's the decorating going?
Oh, it's all done.
Blimey, that was quick.
Well, I think because I worked so slowly, Vince worked on it all of yesterday and got it all finished. Thank goodness.
Oh, that was good of him. And when does Amy arrive?
Tomorrow. She's on the 5 o'clock ferry.
Oh, well, I hope you all have a lovely time.
Well, it'll be nice to see her.
Helen, you didn't really mean it when you said that they gang up on you, did you?
Yes, I think they do. They often leave me out of things.
Like what?
Well... They'll go for a walk just as I'm preparing dinner.
So?
Well, if they went earlier, I could go with them.
Oh, I think you're seeing too much into that, Helen. I really don't think them going for a walk is a problem.
Well, I do. So, tell me again, what did Henry say to Tina when they came in?
Well, she was sort of saying to him that he must work hard for the company as Matthew'd like that.
And was that it?
Well, he thanked her for something.
Yeah, go on.
And she said... Oh, no, sorry, this was before he thanked her. She said that he could always talk to her about anything.
Oh, and is that when he asked her how she was going to help him?
Yes, I think so.
So how is she going to help him?
Well, I reckon it's something to do with the builders, and she's come up with some super-duper idea as to how to get rid of them.
We can't just say we don't want you anymore.
No, I know that. Do you know what? My friend's brother's girlfriend is a friend to Luke's sister, Chelsea, and she says the whole family are lovely. She says you couldn't meet a nicer family.
So what?
So, oh, I don't know. I just thought I'd tell you. It means that they're not awful all the time, doesn't it?
So would you have them as friends? Well, there you go then. I've had them in here before now, and I've made sure that I've still got the cutlery afterwards.
Oh, did you take the toilets?
No, why?
For loo roll in case they'd nick some.
Oh, Connie.
Okay, so what did Mike say?
I thought you were going to tell me about your diet book.
Oh, well, I can talk to you about that later. So what did he have to say?
Well, it's personal.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it might have been about work.
Well, he did mention the builders.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, because they're not in today.
Oh, I see. So have they been sacked?
No, I don't think so. It's just their lorry's gone in for a service.
Have they only got the one lorry then?
I don't know.
So, did you get to speak to Henry?
No, I didn't. I didn't see him.
Oh, well. I suppose he must be in, but I haven't seen him either.
Well, Mike told me that yesterday you had a coffee with him. Is that right?
Yes, I did.
Oh, so what was that all about?
I'm sorry, Penny, but it's personal.
Oh, really?
Well, I suppose I can tell you. If you must know, I gave him some advice.
Did you? On what? What about?
About these blooming builders he's using. I know someone who's far better than that lot. So I gave Henry his number. I told him he can't use these people. They're dreadful.
But how will he get rid of them?
He'll just have to cancel the contract. That's all.
Oh, I see. So does Mike know about your idea? Or Matthew, does he know?
I don't know. But I would have thought Henry would have told them, wouldn't you? Honestly, it's not up to me to do that.
No, no, of course it's not. So the plan is Henry cancels this lot and your guy steps in.
Yes, and he is very, very good.
Oh, I'm sure he is. And wow, you'll have won some brownie points, won't you?
Penny, don't be like that. I'm not helping out just for brownie points, as you so call it.
No, of course you're not.
I can't help it that my natural leadership instincts get the better of me, and I come up with these brilliant ideas.
Oh, sorry, I'd forgotten you'd got those.
Just think, Penny. One day, I will be store manager of this shop. Won't that be exciting?
Yeah. But you'll have to get rid of Henry first, won't you?
Oh, don't you worry. I'm working on it.
You what?
Oh, Penny. I'm only joking.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.